Let's get started. So the first 4 8 counts of this routine is going to be freestyle. So we'll give you a little bit of time to figure out what you want.
During the audition process, everybody is like all out, all in, so you know what standard you can hold people to.
It's an exciting moment. People want to come and be on that field at Ray J, and anything is possible.
Let's go.
It takes so much courage to stand in front of a panel of judges and your peers and perform.
I get more nervous, honestly, during open calls watching other people dance now than I do for myself. This is why I like to go first, because I like to see everybody else, because I get nervous for them. I get nervous for my friends coming back.
Smile, smile. Get it, KK.
Woo! I get excited to see how good people get at the process of auditioning.
They're such a forward-facing part of our organization and all of our community outreach efforts, all of our marketing efforts, and we needed people that were going to go above and beyond to get the job done.
Let's go.
So we're going to deliberate, and we're going to make our first round of cuts.
There's like a period of tension, of buildup, where you have this, okay, now they're talking about us. You never know what's going on. Everybody tries to stay busy. We stay warm and go over the routine.
Okay, moving forward.
So in years past, we've kind of had a range of final candidates that we've wanted to invite into training camp. And this year I was very specific on a number. I only wanted 50 candidates.
87.
I actually kind of like it.
I'm a big fan.
It was a different environment this season because we had people tie.
Raise your hand if you're no. This would be our potential first veteran that we would cut. So that's why we need this one's, if it's a no, it's a no, and I'm fine with it.
I'm a biased opinion. I've worked with these people. I know how much they contribute to the team. When they don't reach the potential that they need to have to be a Bucks cheerleader, we have to say goodbye.
You hear the heels first in the hallway, because it's the same hallway, the acoustics in there are great. You can hear the judges coming back out to announce their choice.
So thank you again for all of your energy and all of your talent. I have 51 finalists this season.
It's that moment where like everything kind of stills, everybody gets quiet, everybody comes back, you sit down, say a little prayer for yourself and your 30 other teammates that you're hoping get through for another season. As soon as that number is called, it's just this, what about number 57? What about number 31? Then you're looking for your buddies.
76, 79, 82.
You just never know. In an audition, it's always an audition. Life is an audition. And you have to continue to bring your best self and put your best foot forward.
All right, perfect ladies, right this way. 1, 2.
Yes, I am a third-year veteran. This is my second season as captain, but nobody's ever guaranteed a spot back on the team. Nobody's ever guaranteed that they're going to have another leadership position. You never know who's going to be there, and if there's somebody there that wants your spot a little bit more than, say, you do.
Here we go in 3, 2, start.
This is definitely the hardest audition process I've ever gone through, ever.
70, 71.
It's a little bit of a more high-pressured situation, and we do that on purpose.
We're going to ask a series of questions. We'll go one by one.
You kind of have to just be on top of things at all times.
We want to see how they're going to react being put on the spot.